You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Indeed, coming back to the community garden of a different kind to finish off the show, we talked to Tim Bowater of OMG AKL, so it's the Organic Market Garden, up nearby on Simon Street, about living compost systems and what on earth that is. We also chat about climate change solutions and the kind of inbuilt flaws of a linear climate change solution and what on earth that is. I started by getting him to introduce himself and explain what on earth he does.
My name's Tim. I'm the compost manager up at OMG. That's 257 Simon Street, at the top of Simon Street. OMG is an organic market garden, which is trying to, it's trying to model regenerative local practices, both with composting, so taking local food scraps and turning them into fertility, for then to be used by Levi, the gardener there, to turn into nutrient-dense food in a way that's not producing any more carbon than it needs to, of course. In fact, sequestering carbon. Yeah, so that's my role at OMG, at least.
A compost manager.
Sure.
Why does a garden need a set-aside compost manager? What is the importance of compost in and its need to be managed?
Ah, that's a good question. There's a few ways to answer it. Some people's experience of compost is piling up food scraps in a bin out the backyard, and they often get smelly, pest-ridden, not particularly pleasant results, and it takes a significant amount of time for that to become something that you might consider putting your hands into and using in the garden. So for a few different reasons, what we're trying to do is bring down the amount of time involved in creating compost. Also, of course, managing away those things like smells and opportunities for pests to come along. So the system that we're using at OMG is inside of NZ Boxes, which is a rat-proof composting system. Why else is it good? Well, I suppose the sheer volume of waste streams that need to be managed and managed well constitute a fair bit of time and energy. And we didn't really feel that we wanted to burden Levi or farmer with any particular farmer with that time and that energy. It's also, in an urban context anyway, it's also an opportunity to support local food by, taking that particular task off Levi's shoulders.
Yeah, there's something I was going to say. You mentioned the word their opportunity. What is the opportunity of compost?
For consumers, it's an opportunity to reduce the carbon emissions, both in if you think of trucking their food waste to landfill or to a commercial composting space. There's obviously greenhouse emissions involved there. There's also methane emissions involved in their food waste if it's ending up in landfill. So those are some of the opportunities that local living compost hubs provide to consumers. As I mentioned before, it's an opportunity for local fertility, for local farms and growers. What else is it? I guess it's an opportunity to be connected with your local community and local growers connected with a climate change action. Yeah, one of many things I'm sure people are looking for that could be an everyday action. So separate your food waste from your general waste, supply a local living compost hub. That's one of the things that you can do to just affect the amount of greenhouse gases that you're producing in your everyday actions, that can affect your local community, support your local farmer, get involved with what's going on in your community. I could go on, but I think those are the most of the bigger opportunities.
Right. So you mentioned that this is a local living compost hub. What is that, and can we find them anywhere else?
Yes, you can. There's some classic examples. I think you guys had KiCycle on some weeks ago. They're a well-known Wellington crew who we've taken some inspiration from. KiCycle is an example of quite a large community composting enterprise. I say large as in that's probably 3 or 4 times the capacity of OMG's composting facility. And what they do is they cycle around the local area to them with e-bikes and a trailer and pick up buckets of food scraps from local businesses and residents, and they turn it into compost for their farm. Yeah, so local to Auckland, I guess. Kalmarnock Gardens is a great example. They have an enterprise called Soil Factory. The Dignan Street Community Gardens is just ramping up. They've been looking to expand their composting capacity to do exactly the same thing. Who else? Eden Park have NZ boxes. I'm helping the Mumji, that's Morningside Urban Market Garden crew, to get composting going there at Eden Park to support their gardens. There's a few around and more interest, actually. I think on the 19th, in a couple of weekends' time, I'll be holding a workshop, actually, to support and entice more people into this kind of growing industry to manage compost systems at a community scale.
Right. So this is obviously, as you said, it's established in a few areas and it's kind of working its way into Auckland. What is the alternative? I think Auckland Council have proposed, is it an anaerobic digester to deal with kind of similar waste products? What is the difference between these things, and why is a community compost hub more beneficial in your eyes?
We touched on it earlier with the emissions based on transporting everything to a centralized space. So that's what would happen in the case of a centralized system like an anaerobic digester. Also, there would be an additional truck going down every single street in the city, which I don't know about you, but we don't need more trucks down my street. I guess the key thing with anaerobic digester per se is that what it's I suppose taking from us is it's essentially extracting the nutrients that are captured in our food scraps and burning them away as methane. So it's taking those nutrients out of the natural living food cycle, I suppose. That to me doesn't make sense in a climate change world. You're going to be looking at, or if we're not already, food resilience issues, and then also issues with soil health. I would say the idea of losing an opportunity to increase your soil health with, for example, compost and its ability to sequester carbon, its ability to hold water so that you don't have more soil running off in extreme weather events. Also, its ability to support a diversity of life. All of those things seem to count against the idea of trucking everything away to a system which costs almost as much greenhouse emissions as it's trying to avoid just in moving that material.
What does it mean to keep things in the food cycle for those who aren't kind of in this realm of study or work?
I suppose food is not really ever not food unless you process it to the point where it's captured as something else entirely. Or put it this way, I suppose everything is to do with timescales, but from the point where you eat an apple, and then perhaps you're the person that doesn't eat the apple core, from apple core back to living soil is maybe 3 months at the most. Some foods take longer and some shorter, but the composting process really doesn't take very long at all to take food scraps and transform them into something that is soon going to be helping the next plant grow. Some of that might be food for yourself in the future, but it's certainly going to be food for plenty of microbial life, fungi, insects, all of which support our ecosystem. So I suppose the frustration that we have is the idea of sending food scraps away to an anaerobic digester, for example, is a somewhat linear way of looking at things. That people are trying to think of how to get rid of a waste and perhaps as a byproduct generate a little bit of electricity. Great. And in a sense, I can see where they're coming from. But the problem is it's hugely linear. And I think climate change solutions that are linear are not going to be real solutions. I think we're going to be needing solutions for those solutions as soon as we've created them. Whereas a system which allows for complexity and biodiversity, and in fact encourages it, is tackling the very core of what has caused climate change issues.
One final question for you is, how can people either get involved with this local living compost hub and or kind of make steps similar to the steps that you have made in adopting these more circular climate change solutions?
Okay, well, the first thing is people like Compost Collective are very good at educating people around composting at home. There's a first opportunity. Otherwise, if that's not your thing, or it's not suitable to, say, an apartment living or something like that, then get engaged with an existing local living compost hub, like some that I mentioned, or Share Waste is quite a useful app that does exactly what it says. If you want to be involved specifically with OMG, we've set ourselves a rough border of inside of a kilometre of the top of Simon Street, so basically the uptown part of town, where we would be preferring all of our nitrogen sources, our food scrap sources, to be coming from inside of walking distance, effectively, of OMG. I guess the other thing is, if you are interested in kicking one of these off, like I mentioned before, there's an event on the 19th where we'll be discussing how to get communities the infrastructure and systems to be able to create jobs, similar to mine, which are involved in turning local food scraps into compost for their local farmers, their local gardeners. So there's quite a few different ways to get engaged.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez. Go forth and prosper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.